How are you feeling? Let's just see who is on the live. And Thursday, it's snowing. Can you believe it? It's snowing in Derbyshire today. Have you seen, Logan? It's snowing. Have a check it out. Incredible. Right, let's see who's with me this morning. I'm just going to check that I'm live. Good morning. Good morning, YouTube. Okay, let's get on here. Is it snowing where you are? Here we go. Let me just check everyone's in. Content. Wow. Interesting. The YouTube subs are coming up, which is fab. Thursday, the briefing. Let's see who's there. I'm on. There we go. Good morning, Donna. Good morning. Okay, Donna, what do you think to yesterday's business boot camp? Good morning, everybody. I've missed you. Where have you been? I've missed you, missed you, missed you. Let me pull everyone down. Good morning, everyone. No snow, but minus one dog walk. You've been out already. We have got snow in Derbyshire. Oh, look at the moon, lady dog. Wow. Amazing. No snow, but dog walk. Wow. Okay, straight in today. Oh, it's getting better. We're getting there. So yesterday we did an extensive 2-hour business building basic boot camp. Can you say that? The alliteration, 2 hours. It was intense. Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Donna. I'm afraid. No, that's the only thing when you do these. And I get like that as well. I did 2 hours, which I don't do a lot of 2 hours because I find them really intense. And we just went through all the basics of building the business. And I think, especially when at this time of year, you feel really overwhelmed with everything, you know, getting everything done before Christmas and all the things we've been talking about here, you know, doing your schedules and your pre-recordings. And if you're having some time off, it's a lot to do, isn't it, before you get there. And I think yesterday we had 2 hours and just kind of went through the nuts and bolts of what you actually want to create and build. And it was really good, but they totally take all the energy out of me. They sound not great. How come? I don't know why. The sound is glitching. Oh, right. Is it my mic? Let me just maybe double over there. Maybe. Let me know. Give me a second. We were talking about sound yesterday, weren't we? Big time. Let me just. Any better? You might maybe get rid of the mic, you reckon? Just in a second. Let me see my audio. Default speaker echo cancellation, mic volume. How's that? Any better? Any worse? That better? Oh, StreamYard again. StreamYard keeps changing settings now. I've noticed. That better? Oh, good. Maybe get rid. Let me give me a quick thumbs up. Let me know that's okay. And then I'll wait for the time lag. Oh, yep, that better? Cool. You've always got to check those settings in StreamYard. Always. If you do use StreamYard, go into settings and sometimes on the audio, you have got echo cancellation, reduce mic background noise, stereo audio, uncheck all of those, especially like the automatically adjust mic volume, because it will. It adjusts it all the time. Anyway, back to my story. So we did really a good 2 hours intensive, and it just really helps. And I highly recommend wherever you are in your business is to have, try and clear a bit of time. Even if you go away, I don't mean go away on holiday, but if you can get yourself away from your environment, you know, if you're always working at home, I think Gemma, you and I have spoke about this before, when you're always in the same environment all the time, your creativity gets a bit stifled and you get very overwhelmed. If you can just, even if it's just something simple like going to a coffee shop or I don't know, whatever you wanted to do, just going somewhere different in a new surrounding, just with your notebook and your pen, and just maybe just for half an hour, or having a walk, going a different way, something that is just going to re-inspire you to look at your business in a slightly different way, because we just get so blinkered, don't we? And it's ever so hard to get out of that, especially when you're so busy, and to really look at your business and think, what do I want this to look like? What do I want to earn? What do I want to be doing on a daily basis? I think that's, you know, that's quite an important question to ask yourself at this time of year, and then you can get a lot get a lot of clarity and you can be really clear with what you're doing. And then you stop wasting time and stop procrastinating. I put a post on my social yesterday and said, what is the biggest challenge in your business? And it was overwhelm, social media, not knowing, having loads of ideas and not knowing where to start. That's a massive one because there is so much to go at. And you just end up being, you know, shiny penny, jumping from here to there to everywhere. And also, again, I want to keep reiterating this every day. Try not to compare yourself with everybody else. I know it's so hard, but we're all in different life stages. I'll probably say this every day over and over again, especially as we're coming up to Christmas. All of us are going to be pulled in different directions from different family commitments and parents and children and all the things. And you can only do what you can only do. You can only do. You've only got a certain amount of time in day. So don't beat yourself up. Just let it go. Schedule some time when you can sit down and work on your business. Hopefully you'll stay with me every morning and I'll help motivate you. Even if it's just half an hour or an hour of focused work where you turn off all your notifications and you plan what you're going to be doing in December, you plan your Christmas, you plan your time off. It just really helps you. It just helps with clarity. And if you're feeling tired at the end of the year and overwhelmed and all that stuff, you know, just carving that little bit of time out where you do a bit of planning can have a massive, massive impact. And don't forget to come with us next week to the Christmas meal. Now, I've got an idea for you. So this is something that I think is hugely, hugely beneficial. And I just don't think that all of us, and me and you, are using testimonials enough. So I was thinking last night about this little talk to do, and how you can prompt people to give you really powerful testimonials, because this is going to form quite an important part of your marketing, especially through December and January. You know, that little Twixmas time when you start to put out your New Year classes and your things that you're doing. People buy from people, we all know that. People love to see other people who look like them, are like them, have the same problems as them, get the results that they're looking for. Now, I don't mean this is like it has to be a body transformation result, but if that's your business, great, you know, they definitely work. But other things, you know, how your classes, how your services have helped set your members is really key, and how you can communicate that. So I've just put a really few different ideas, and I actually have wrote a script, and I'll share that script with you later on. I'll pop it in the groups for you, because I think everybody, people who really, good morning, everybody that really loves you and has had amazing results from your classes, whether it's having more energy, whether it's feeling better, whether it's feeling healthier, whether it's weight loss, whether it's improving their mental health, all of the different things that people benefit from your services. If you can get not just written testimonials, but if you can get video testimonials, oh my gosh, phenomenally important and powerful. So maybe this weekend, maybe set up some little ways that you can encourage your clients to give you those testimonials. I'll start with the easiest first. So this is the easiest first, so that whenever you go live on social, let's take it that you're doing online, as people, and you guys do this for me as well, take a screenshot when you're on, and just add a little bit of text, and you can share that to your stories. So, you know, you might take a screenshot of what we're doing today. Yeah, that's 100%. Has them. So take a screenshot. So if you're going live today on your channels or on Zoom or whatever, ask them to take a screenshot and either send you the screenshot with a paragraph of how much your classes mean to them, or upload it to their stories. But they might not be that media savvy, but I would love you to do that for me. Please tell me that the briefings help you set the tone for the day. That would be great. Just take a screenshot and upload it to your stories. So that's a really easy way of getting testimonials. The second thing is in your groups. Again, ask the question, post, and do an everyone and everybody post and say, guys, as it's getting towards the end of the month, I would really like to understand why or know why you enjoy the classes so much, because I'd like to share these as testimonials. And when one person then writes the testimonial, you'll find that everybody in the group will start to follow suit. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I told you yesterday, we're launching a new WalkFit membership for January. We're going to do a WalkFit challenge, and the aim is getting new people into the membership by WalkFit. So it's completely aimed at beginners. So I asked everybody in my group that gets up every morning at 6 a.m. and does WalkFit with me, I said, team, I'm looking for some testimonials. Can you tell me why you get up extra early every morning and do a 6 a.m. WalkFit class? And everybody, I've got like 29 lovely testimonials from everybody in my group that said why and how important getting up and doing that 15-minute workout is. And these are people that are fit, they're healthy, but they join in that WalkFit because it sets them up for the day. And that was the general sort of consensus. WalkFit sets us up, and everybody wrote a really lovely one. So today what we'll do is we'll go in, we'll copy, we've created a really nice template in Canva, and we'll utilize all those on socials. So when we start to roll out the campaign encouraging WalkFit memberships, we'll then use, there's 23, 24 testimonials that we'll use that are really powerful. So you could go along the same lines. If you teach online, you might say, what do my online classes mean to you? What do my Pilates classes mean to you? What is the positive impact my fill in the blank class for you? And get those testimonials. Now's the time to do it before people start to disappear away for Christmas. So maybe this weekend, that's a good idea for you to do. The other thing is, so it's a generic post in your group and ask for a prompt and people will comment. The other thing is, do you find people, let me know, I'm interested. Do you find people message you and will say, Emma, I've got these great results. Well, they'll send you a personal email or a message that tells you about how amazing the results are that they're getting. Do you find that people will send you a little message like that? Amanda, you did that to me the other day, and then Andrew did it to me the other day. Do you find that you do? And I've written a little, let me find it so I can read it out to you. So if people write you testimonial, let me find it for you. Oh, I bet it's in the phone that Logan's just taken. Basically, I've written a little script anyway, and I'll find it in a second. I've written a little script, and it would say something like, hi, Andrea, thanks so much for that testimonial. I'm really impressed that you're getting so much out of the workouts. I wonder if you would film a one-minute testimonial explaining the results that you're getting. This would be phenomenal to encourage other people to come to my classes or join in with my classes. And just a little script. And then, you might put some little pointers. It might be all the things that you've discussed above. Would you be so kind as to leave me a little one-minute video? And some people are going to do that for you, and some people, maybe they'd just focus on a written, or if they say, I'd rather do a written one, then you've got that written one. But the video testimonial is, it's just unbelievably powerful. And then, of course, you can utilize that across your socials. So I'll post you the script, I'll post it on for you, and then maybe, again, you can either directly contact people who've had great results, and don't be afraid to do that, Don't be afraid to send people a message and say, I'm getting all my testimonials together for the end of the year, and I wondered if you would be so kind as to give me a one-minute testimonial on video, or would you like to do a one-minute written testimonial, and would that be okay to utilise that on socials? You often also might find that people will be happy to give you a testimonial, but they might not want to have their name on it. They might just want to, you can kind of fill it in. And again, you would ask if that's okay. So that's another way, just to script and prompt people to do it. The other thing I've talked about so many times, but your Trustpilot. Have you got your Trustpilot set up? Again, at the end of the week, tomorrow, make sure you send an email out to everybody, especially if you're starting your Christmas timetable. So we're starting our Christmas timetable tomorrow. So I'll send a survey out to everybody today. Again, asking for Trustpilot reviews and also Google reviews. Pick up your link from your Google review. And again, send that out on your Trustpilot review, because both of those are going to help your SEO. They're going to help more people find you. And as we're coming into the end of the year, and then January, when people are looking for personal trainers, they're looking for classes in the local area, you know, they're going to be actively searching for membership, gyms, classes, courses, all that stuff. So the more Trustpilot reviews you have, the more Google reviews that you have, you know, and also put these on your blog. Again, that gives you a bigger, wider Google footprint. So people are going to find you organically. These are probably better than social media if you craft them correctly and if you get a volume of these. If you are doing face-to-face classes, again, you can either, you can ask people with a QR code, you can create a little survey and people can get the QR code and then they can fill it in. That's quite a cool and easy way of doing it, and you can set that up on Canva. Again, you can send people a survey with 3 or 4 questions. We've talked about that before. You can make your survey in Microsoft or you can make it in Google Forms, view questions, and again, would you like to leave me a review? So my business briefing today is, while we're at the very end of November, before we head into the madness that is December, go and get as many testimonials as you possibly can. Use the tips that I've shared with you today, and use them and get those testimonials, collect them, and then pop them in your Dropbox, make a nice graphic with them. You could even do a video with people. You could do Instagram interviews. I mean, you could take this further and further, however you want to go. But don't forget that it is one of the most powerful ways of promoting your services. So I hope that helps today. Let me know in the comments. And if you would do me a testimonial, that would be phenomenal. Either a screenshot, or I'll post my script into the groups today so you can have a look at it. And I'll push it out there. And I hope that that encourages you to do the same within your business today. Let me know. Any questions, any comments, give me a shout. I'd love to hear them. Otherwise, I will see you online. I'm doing admin all day today, and I'll see loads of you at the Derby Christmas lunch next Friday at 7. So I'll see you then. Thanks, everybody. I hope that was helpful. And yeah, that was all good. All good from me today. Thanks, Donna. Oh, thanks, Amanda. Thank you so much. Go for it, guys. Have a lovely day if it's snowy, and I'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in.